Get ready to be transformed, inspired, and supremely blessed as you listen to the Word of God from Pastor AB. Prepare your hearts. You never remain the same again. God bless you as you listen.
Praise the Lord. Say supernatural. That's me. I am. Supernatural. Say uncommon. That's me. I am uncommon. Say extraordinary. This is the way you guys are saying it. I am uncommon. It sounds like salt. Say extraordinary.
Extraordinary.
I am extraordinary. Say divine.
I am
divine. Yes, isn't it? Got it. Sometimes you want the person who is calling to shout. So if I say supernatural, I am supernatural. Oh, come on. All right, praise the Lord. Are you ready? Come on, you guys seem dull. Are you ready?
Yes,
shake away the traffic. Lagos, everything Lagos out. I'll start doing that. Every morning, Lagos. Everything Lagos. All right, go to Matthew 4. I want to show you something. Every street of Lagos following me, die. Like, you go to a cool, calm state like Kwara and you still see traffic. You know something is following you. Goodness and mercy. All right, Matthew 4. What happened in Matthew 4? Yes, started with Jesus being tempted. Look at that. Jesus was tempted. Have you thought of it before? Come on, I'm in this place.
Yes,
I started. Jesus was tempted. Does that, you know, let it process, let it enter. Jesus was tempted. So he could be tempted, and he was. You know, you could have a young man who's struggling with some temptations, and he thinks it's just him. Are we together? He thinks his case is peculiar. He's so concerned about this. But relax. Jesus was tempted. Right? Just like you. So he understands, but he wants you to win just like he won. Are we together? Now you're not tempted until you want that thing. Right? Are you in this place? If I brought a plate with lots of meats, I told you snake meat. And frog meat and chimpanzee eye. Even if you were fasting and hungry when I brought it, would you take it? You won't even taste. Inside, there's also rat's meat. Not you. You can't be tempted with something like that. Are we together? You can't. Someone says, well, you're hungry, so I'll continue. But if I brought chicken, right? Some people are already licking mouth. With lots of pepper sauce and goat head. You know, all the orishi-rishi. You can be tempted by that. So that means Jesus had things that he liked too. And for example, he was fasting. That's where we're going to. If you're fasting, what's the easiest thing that you can be tempted with? Food. The Bible says he was hungry. And so the devil came. The devil is so wicked. Doesn't even have food to give. The devil doesn't give anything. He didn't even bring the food. Did you notice? He didn't come and say, and take food. No, doesn't have it. I told you guys before. So people that say, I was dreaming and Satan brought food. He's not Satan. He doesn't have food. He's stingy like that. Best can tell you is go and eat. Where is the food that person has? Go. But he doesn't have. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, at times you're fasting and you just smell boiled corn from nowhere. You just passes. You say, get behind me, Satan. Satan, get out. No, no, hold on. Who would think that wanting to eat while you're fasting or you're even done can be a temptation from Satan? If we didn't see it here, would you believe? Chances are no. You won't believe that Satan can actually tempt someone to eat food. Ah, seems too nice, but he did. Are we together? Okay, but look at this, Matthew 4, verse 1. So let's go. 4 verse 1. Further, say, and there. Say, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. KJV language, he was hungry, I'm trying to say. Okay, verse 3. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Now remember, the reason why he's saying this is because earlier, okay, let's look at it, chapter 3. We'll just go to the previous chapter. Chapter 3, verse 13. Of verse 16. 3, verse 16. If you're there, say, I'm there. Verse 16, it says, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am what? Well pleased. So God was saying, this is my Son. But that was all. He just said it. They didn't see any other thing. Because this is my Son. And then a crown falls on his head. So anywhere Jesus goes, he said, look at this crown. It was when God told me I'm his Son. Are we together? Because he said, this is my Son. And then Jesus stops walking on the ground. As he's coming out of the water, he's flying. He said, ah, this is really the Son of God. When he said that, nothing happened. Nothing really changed. And so now the devil, hearing what happened, comes to Jesus, go to chapter 4 now. Comes to Jesus and verse 3. He says, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. So he's trying to say, hey, prove it. That thing God has told you, prove it. Right? Do it. If you are really the Son of God, think about it. You know, that is a characteristic of Satan. He would always try to question God. He started that with Eve. He said, did God say you should not eat of every tree? Always come with a question. Try to question God. But you know, the question is not like trying to get information. Try to tell you God is wrong. See, if you're the Son of God, let these stones become bread. If you are prosperous, what's your account right now? That's fair. At times, he comes with people. At times, someone, you say, I'm a prosperous person. I'm making progress. Someone says, okay, how much is your account? That's Satan. And if you want that kind of nonsense question to stop, you Satan, get out. Say, because I'm asking, okay. And you will never hear such a question again. And that's what Jesus did. So now, Satan is saying, prove. Prove you're the Son of God. Let's look at Jesus' answer. Verse 4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Are you in this place? I'll read again. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Did you see that? I read again. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word also. Is that what he said? Are you in this place? He says, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word in addition. Is that what he said?
Because when you say alone, man shall not live by bread alone, you think, okay, that means he must add something. Right? Someone says, I can't eat bread alone. Give me beans. So he must add something. But here, he says, man shall not live by bread alone. So he's saying, if you're living by bread, that's not enough. But then immediately he changes the subject and says, "This, look at it. He says, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God, and that one is not alone. Okay, let me read it. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, full stop. We get that point. He's trying to say, you cannot live by bread alone. You cannot survive by food alone. You need water, all right, and sleep. Well, man shall not live by bread alone. And then, let's remove that by bread alone. It is written, man shall live by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So living by the word of God in itself is sufficient. Are you seeing it? You don't need any addition from anywhere. When you're eating bread, you need something. But with the word of God, it stands on its own. So he's taking away the concept of bread to bring your focus to the word. So let's go what he said. He said, man shall live by every word from God. Oh, that is how man lives. Are we together? Man lives by every word from God. So, anybody who is ignorant of the word of God has not even started life. Are you saying this? Has not even started life. Really? It says, man shall live by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. The word of God is the sole ingredient for your life, for you to live by. He's taking away food. He's saying what's more important is the word. It is with the word you live your life, not with what you see, not with what you hear, not with what you think, but with the word. It says, man shall live by the word. Without the word, he's not alive. He's failing already. He's already dying. He needs the word. The one who is living by the word is on course. That's what he's saying. Wow. So what you need, this word is the most important thing in your life. You have not even started living without the word of God. God expects you to live. What I mean live, I mean make decisions. Live your life. Start up the day with the word. That's what Jesus said. You start the day with the word. And anyway, to start to live life, because someone can say, can an unbeliever do it? No. You have to start, we start life with the word. It says, with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Jesus said, you must be born again. So that is his word. Are we together? So to start living life, you must be born again. You have to start from that word by being born again. That's the first thing. You live your life by the word. But look at the context of what he's saying here. And this is important. I'm talking about the superiority of the word of God. Content what he's saying here. Remember, he was responding to someone, Satan, who just tempted him and said, if you are the son of God, turn this stone to bread. Are we together? He could have said, I'm not doing it. Okay? But then, in that temptation, he's bringing something for us to note. His response to the word of God. Listen, I'm saying Jesus is teaching us his response to the word of God. He heard, together with John the Baptist, when God said, this is my beloved son. He heard the word of God. Jesus heard the word of God. Are we together? And now the devil is coming to tell him, prove it, prove it. Bring proof. He says, no, I don't need proof. The word is enough. So to Jesus, God's word is enough. If God has said it, that's it. Are you seeing it? That's it. I told you guys, you could have someone who is SS and goes for a healing meeting, and after the meeting, goes back to the doctor, and it has changed from SS to AA or AS. Are we together? Not sure AS is so good, but it's okay. Or let's do AA, all right? And the person comes and says, I have a miracle, I have a miracle, and that's great. You could have the other person who comes for the meeting, SS, goes back, still SS, but never has a crisis. Are we together? Just lives by the word, he's healed. He's walking in health. Will the thing change? No. But even with the SS, he's as strong and efficient and even more than the guy with AA. He has divine life. That's a miracle. That's the one that pleases God. I've told you guys before, right? That's the one God is pleased with. When you're not waiting for physical validation. Because if you're waiting for physical validation, what if it changes? But living by the word of God. Are we together? Living by the word. So you went to the doctor. Doctor said, oh, it's no longer SS, it's AA. What if you go the next time and he says it's now SS? Have you lost the miracle? Have you lost the healing? No! So your congratulations and happiness is based on the doctor's reports. Let me tell you something. Miracles are called signs. Are we together? Are you in this place? A sign is not the real thing. A sign points you to the real thing. If you're going for a program and you saw the signboard, would you not stand in and say, I've arrived? Then you call. Hello? I'm there. Where are you? I've seen the sign right now. Are you in the program venue? No. The signboard shows you, okay, this is where it's happening. So the sign is not the main thing, even though it's important. You need to see the sign to know where it's happening. All right. Now, the miracle is not the main thing. The miracle points you to the divine life of faith. Listen. When the SS changes to AA, that is not the main thing. The main thing is to show you that God's word works. And so if he says, I dwell in health, henceforth I dwell in health. It's just a sign to show you health is yours. To prove that what he was saying, yeah, it's true. So what if I don't go to the doctor? As long as I have the word of God, I have the real thing. The real thing is faith. Living by faith. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. So Jesus said, this is Jesus. He says the word is enough. He was saying, I'm living by the word. If Jesus thought the word is enough, then for me, the word is enough. I'm prosperous. I don't need physical stuffs. Are we together? The word is enough. And with that word, it was the same Jesus, this bread they're talking about. He's the same one who then multiplied it. Are we together? And it was not even fasting. They know when you're fasting, you feel the anointing. You can work the miracle. Now it was not fasting, multiplied bread twice. And fish to add to it. Then, when he resurrected, he created it. No longer multiplying, he created it. You know that, right? While they were fishing, stood by the shore, said, children, have you caught any meat? He knew they had not caught nothing. Acting like his father. When God said, Adam, where are you? He knew where he was. Have you caught anything? No, it's okay. Then he told them, all right, cast your nets to this side and catch. When they came, guess what? Fire was there. He brought forth fire. Fish was there. He brought forth fish. Not just that, bread was there. Because he liked bread and fish.
So he could. Are we together? But he was pointing us the most important thing. The most important thing is the word. What has God said? That is what you live by. Oh, thank you, Jesus. It is what God has said that I live by. It's what God has said that I'm living. Ah. I am the Son of God. God said it. It's true. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. But then in living life, now we've gotten the context, but in living life, he's saying what you should use should be the word. That is when you're actually living. Let me tell you why. If you do something outside the word and you use your mind, it will not last. You'd have wasted time. It will fail. It might look good for now, but it will fail. Are we together? He says life, fullness of life, enjoyment in life starts when you follow the word of God. That's when it starts. That's the one that will last in navigating your life. Throw away all the wisdom you had accumulated growing up and take up God's wisdom. Are we together? Your mind is focused on what God's word has said about you, about that situation. And your eyes are shut against any opposing thing. It says you live by the word. Let me tell you stuff. Praise the Lord. In life, people are different, right? They're not all the same. Is that true? I in this place. Yes, people are different. We're not all the same. People are different by tribe, physically, right? People are different by race, right? People are different by country, continent, what they do. Doctors are different from engineers. Are we together? All right. And all of this group have their specific instruction for them to live in that group the best way. Let me give you an example. For you to be a successful doctor, there are some things you know. Are we together? In your office as a doctor, you don't need knowledge. You really don't need knowledge to function as a doctor of government or politics. You don't need that knowledge. You can't say, okay, I'm PDP. And then when someone that is APC comes to your hospital, you deal with them. You don't need that. What you need is specific to medicine. Are we together? It is in following that thing that you study in the class, in medicine, that you be a success as a doctor. In the other group, you have engineers. They don't need to know what a doctor knows, really, to be successful as engineers. They have their own specific instructions. Praise the Lord. Yeah. For example, even naturally, you say something like, okay, as a girl, don't go out late at night. They say that to guys too, but somehow, all right? But for the girl, they insist, don't go out late at night. You know, Asians don't take milk. Do you know that? Chinese people, you don't know that. When I found out, I was shocked. Can't take milk. They can't, all right? They can't take milk. Okay, but they are Asians, even though they are people. Can you imagine that? But based on their race, they can't take milk. I think they are lactose, they can't take high. Oh, yes. All right? And AS, can't marry AS, based on the different groups. So there are things that they can do based on that group. There are instructions that they have based on that group. Now, as a child of God, we don't fall sick. Just like Asians don't take milk, based on that group. Are we together? As a child of God, we don't fail. Just like the AS cannot marry another AS, based on physical stuff. As a child of God, we are walking in victory. Just like, what now? The doctor knows medicine. Praise the Lord. All right. But in order to live in that fullness of who we really are, it says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So my disposition in life is this. No matter what I face, what has God said? It is what God has said I would hinge my decision on. Because man shall live by every word that proceeds from the man of God. What has God said about me? That's what I hinge steadfastly on. Because this is my group. Are we together? There are different groups. I just told you now. But I'm peculiar. Are we together? I'm in a different group. And in that group, we follow instructions. Praise the Lord. There are things we do. There are things we can't do. Okay? We can't fail. Do you understand? We live our life based on what God's word has said. Go to Matthew 4 again. I learned something. Matthew 4. Praise the Lord. I read verse 3 again. It says, and when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. If you're prosperous, why have you not gotten that job? But you do like Jesus did. He said, the word of God says, I'm prosperous. And that's enough. It's not because, listen, and that's why I said, after he said, man shall live by bread alone, he ate bread. Are we together? He multiplied bread. He created bread. He did a lot of things with bread. But the point is this. When you're being pressed or challenged, don't start looking for physical validations of what you have believed. Are we together? Don't. I walk in health. But there's something growing in your leg. And then the devil comes and says, if you walk in health, why has this thing not gone? You don't say, wait, it will go now. Or yeah, go. It might not go. Are we together? It might not. Because you don't need that to prove that you walk in health. Your health is a constant. So what do you say? Hey, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. I walk in health because God says I walk in health. Irrespective of this swelling, I walk in health. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. I have a sound mind. But you got to see. How do you have a sound mind? Isn't the devil terrible? How does getting a C affect your sound mind? Doesn't. It doesn't at all. Are we together? It's how you used it. That's all. But you have it. Let me give you an example. In this place. Let's say I buy this man a car. A very nice one. Okay, you want a car too? Okay, I'll give you a plane. All right, well, a very nice car. All right? And I give it to him on Monday. On Tuesday, I see him walking. I thought maybe he parked the car somewhere. On Wednesday, he comes out from Keke. I said, where is the car that I gave you? He said, that car is very nice. It's okay. See, I wash it every morning. I clean it. When I come back, I dust it. Because dust. All right. So the car is still in existence. Yes, it is. It's in my list. I like it. The next day, he's coming out from Keke again. Where is the car? You say, that car. Today, the way I cleaned it before I left the house. I even put on the AC as I was cleaning it. It's very nice. He has the car. He's deciding not to use it. Are we together? It is his decision. But he has a car. Now, if someone came and said, look at you, you're entering Keke, and you say you have a car, would that person not be lying?
Would he say, oh, I met you, Keke. Hey, that means I don't have a car. He's lying to himself. Are we together? Whether he's entering Keke or trekking, the fact still remains he has a car. What he can do is, oh, that's true, I even have one. I'm going to entering Keke again. But the fact doesn't change that he has a car. Don't you have a sound mind? I do. But you got to see, doesn't change it. I have a sound mind. Are we in this place? Yeah. I just did not use it that way because I was sleeping, but I have a sound mind. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. So you respond like Jesus. You do like Jesus. You have success. Success is yours. Are we together? When you're being pressed, it is not the time to start thinking, boy, if I was successful, why is this not happen now? No, you know, it's the time to start trying to, listen, are you in this place? If Jesus, you're with me, right?
Yes, Pastor.
The devil came to tempt Jesus to do what he could do, because he could actually turn the stones to bread. Are we together? Let me tell you something. That's why it's a temptation. He could do it. It's not a temptation if you cannot do it. Are we together? Not how much you want to fly. You know you probably will not jump off Senate building. So someone comes and tempt you, go and jump off Senate building. You say, what is all this? Get out. But if someone comes and tempt you, I have a private jet. Let's go. Let's fly over Senate building. That's a temptation. Because you know you can enter that jet. And you can fly over that building. Are we together? If you're hungry, you're fasting. Are you with me? I'm about to close. If you're fasting, and there is egg, raw egg, and bread, and milk. All right? And the devil comes and says, go and do fried egg. That's a temptation. Because you can do it. You know where the matches is. You know the kitchen. In fact, as it's time to, you already see yourself lighting. Say, no. No. All right? But if you have the egg and the bread, and maybe there's no cash with you, and they've come and said, go and eat pepper soup. That's not a serious temptation. Yes, you are hungry, but where would the pepper soup come from? Are we together? So when the devil told him, command these stones to become bread, he could do it. He could. So why didn't he? Think about it. He could have just said, devil, you're trying me. Oh yeah, what? Because he was done fasting. It was not while he was fasting. He was done. So why didn't you say, devil, let me show you. You don't try to, don't listen, don't give the devil any respect. Are we together? Don't try to prove anything. There's a bigness. Don't. If a small boy, 2 years old, say, if you think you're strong, oh yeah, beat me now. And he's 2 years old. He's dragging your leg with his small hand. Beat me if you think you're strong, beat me. Is that a temptation? Yes, I mean, he's annoying you. Are we together? But you already know what you know. You know you can beat him. Just push him away. Praise the Lord. So if Jesus did not think he had to show, don't get yourself in a fidgeting position to try to explain to the devil why you're successful. You're successful. Are we together?
Yes,
you have some people say, God, if you are real, an atheist say, God, if you are real, show yourself now. If you're really real, or you're Kimi now, if you're God. He doesn't have to do that. He knows he's real. Are we together?
Yes,
and he has billions of people who know he's real. And very soon you will find out whether on this earth or you come and meet him, but you will know he's real. But if he's real, he doesn't, you know, like someone said, you'll be a fool trying to prove to people who called you a fool that you're not a fool. Did you hear that? You'll be a fool. Someone called you fool.
Now your life's ambition is to prove to him that you're not a fool. You're a fool. Because if you're not a fool, he won't care. No, no, no. If someone comes to me and says, you're a lady. You're walking down the street. You're a lady. Okay. Wouldn't it be strange if he says, how can you come here? I don't see that. I'm not a lady. Then we should start asking, maybe he's a lady. Let's see the end of this thing. Because if you know who you are, you will need to be fighting to prove it. Jesus knew he was the Son of God. He didn't need to change stone to bread. It was a knowledge. Are you saying it? It was a knowledge. I'm walking down the road. Maybe there's no cash in my pocket, but I am a prosperous person. I'm a prosperous person. So they say, the way you're walking. Well, yeah, give me money now. Why? Because they are seeing it. But then they are letting Satan use them. You say, wait, I'm coming. Meet me tomorrow. A prosperous person. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. It says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Listen, take this home. This Bible is not for service only. It's for every time. Because it is with this that you see. It is this that you hear. Are we together? It is this that you think about. This. It says you live by this, not iPad, the word of God. All right? You live by this. When it seems someone is bringing bad news, this is the one you should hear. This is the one you should focus on. What has he said? He said there is no challenge that is coming your way that did not pass through him. And he has made a way for you to endure it and win. So even if they are telling you this challenge has doubled, in fact, it has tripled. Now it is times four. Listen to what he has said, you'd win. It says, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. That one should be loud in your ears. I have overcome. I have overcome. When you pay attention to that one, you will leave. You know what that means? It means you will come out. When you don't pay attention to that one, you'll be crushed. It says, man shall live by the word. This is what you see by. You see yourself healthy. Even though you don't feel like it, this is what you see. This is your life. I'll be together. This is your life. If this is the most important thing, I've ended. If this is the most important thing, and this is 10% of your life every week, you spend 10% of your time on this, your priorities are what? Misplaced. In fact, you don't have one, because life starts with this. It's when you are alive, you make priority. If you don't have the word of God, there's no priority. This is the most important. And I've said it before, but let me say it. I was talking with someone when I went to Port Harcourt, but I shared it with you guys before. The word of God knows everything. Are we together? Listen to me now. The word of God knows everything. Tomorrow, the word knows. Someone says, are you trying to tell me that this Bible knows tomorrow? Yes, the word in the book knows. Because the word is spirit. Are we together? He knows. He knows what happened. He knows the bus you'd enter. He knows the keke you'd enter. Are we together? All right. When you study the word of God, I told you guys, when God told Solomon, wisdom is granted unto you, the man became wise. But we know that for the wisdom in your spirit to manifest, something has happened to your brain. Are we together? So Jesus talked to the deaf ears, said, open up. And they opened. Is it that something was blocking the hole? No, something had spoiled inside. Are we together? Something had happened in the brain. He told the blind eyes, open up. It opened. In John 5, there was a man who had never walked. Are we together? Listen to this. He had never walked. At least for 38 years. That means stuff had happened to him inside. The brain could not send enough signal to move the leg. Are we together? So something was wrong with him inside. Internally, it was a medical situation. Are we in this place? Then Jesus says, listen, rise, take up your bed and go. And instantly, everything that had been damaged that 38 years, are we together? You know, if you've not walked, all right, and you even begin to walk, you have to take it slow. You have to learn again how to keep the leg. When Jesus spoke, everything went back to normal. Something that medically should take some time. Are we together? Should. But the words of Jesus, whew, that instant, in fact, the man was strong enough to carry his bed and was walking. What the word can do. Now, this is good news. Because if a guy who had a problem 38 years, the word of God changed the situation, that means he turned 38 years around in a second. Me, that don't have a problem 38 years, I think I'm okay. But as I'm turning the word, that means 38 years as I'm studying the Bible can be turned around in a second. That means God can fix things. But here's this is where I'm going to. You don't know what's happening tomorrow, but the word of God knows. So as you study the word, you are not blind. So the word that is affecting your brain is not trying to cure blindness. Are we together? If I was blind and I met the word, you're with me, right? The word would cure blindness. If I was deaf and I met the word would cure deafness. But I'm not blind. That's not my problem. That's not an issue. I don't have a problem with seeing around me. I don't have a problem with hearing around me. But you know what? Right now, physically, I can't see tomorrow. So the word of God can do something to my brain that guides me through tomorrow. Right now, physically, I can hear you. I can hear in the present. But I can't hear what will happen tomorrow. That's the limitation. Are we together? But the word of God knows. And so in the morning when I wake up and I'm studying, something is happening inside of me that is propelling me. Something is changing. All of a sudden, my decision making is being affected and I'm not even conscious of it. Now I get up. Normally I'll go through, I told you guys, go through CMS. But I'm following on Balende this time. Why? Because the word of God saw there's a problem in CMS. But you know, at times you don't even say, oh, the Spirit of God led me. No. You just thought about it. But it was the impartation of the word on your brain that made you think that way. Anytime you approach the word, something is changing. Are we together? Something is changing. Something is happening to your mind. Something is changing. You're thinking better. Let me tell you, at times you don't know who to meet. Study the word. Meet the word. John says, how, which one? Right? So read it, Philippians. 4 chapters. Just read it. By the time you're done, you know who to meet. It says, and it works that way because Jesus said, man shall live by the word. You live by the word. Are you making progress?
Progress.
Say like you say, I'm making progress. You know what? Good news. My future is secured because I have the word of God. It's secured. No, now I know I will not find myself in the wrong place tomorrow because I will start with the word. And look. What if the word doesn't care? And as you're starting the word, he leads you in the wrong place. I know that is not possible. It says his thoughts towards me. Our thoughts of what? Peace. It says, which is above all things, my prosperity and health. So as I'm studying the word, he's going to lead me towards prosperity. It says, goodness and mercy. So as I'm studying the word, he's going to lead me towards goodness. Now I know what to do, and I'll do it every time. Speak in other tongues.